USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package into law after swift and near unanimous action by Congress to support businesses, rush resources to overburdened healthcare providers, and help struggling families during the deepening coronavirus epidemic. Democratic Representative Anthony Brown of Maryland called for the vote.
The question is on adoption of the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes have it.
President Trump said this will deliver urgently needed relief. As he signed the bill into law in the Oval Office, he thanked members of both parties for putting Americans first. The legislation will speed government payments of $1,200 to most Americans and increase jobless benefits for millions of people thrown out of work. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Reverend Joseph E. Lowry fought to end segregation, lived to see the election of the country's first black president, and echoed the call for justice to roll down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream in America. For more than four decades after the death of the Reverend Martin Luther King, the fiery Alabama preacher was on the front line of the battle for equality. Lowry died at the age of 98. He died from natural causes unrelated to the coronavirus outbreak. Distillery owners across the country are starting to produce hand sanitizer as the coronavirus causes nationwide shortage of this and other products. Stephen D'Angelo, founder of Brooklyn-based gin distillery Greenhook Ginsmiths, has been producing hand sanitizer for 3 weeks. Even though it's nothing like their core product, D'Angelo is selling bulk quantities of the sanitizer to hospitals for less than the wholesale price of Purell. Over the next few weeks, he expects to produce 10,000 32-ounce bottles of the sanitizer, which is made following a World Health Organization approved formula. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Instacart shoppers and a labor activism group known as the Gig Workers Collective have called for a strike of the online shopping service on Monday to protest what they say is critical lack of proper safety precautions for the over 150,000 people that shop and deliver those groceries nationwide. The coronavirus outbreak has pushed many consumers to begin relying on companies like Instacart, and those workers have expressed concern that they're putting themselves at risk of catching the coronavirus. Instacart, based in San Francisco, announced that it would be drastically expanding its workforce by 300,000 across North America in response to the overwhelming demand. Instacart's CEO said in an announcement that any full-service or in-store shopper can receive up to 14 days of extended pay if you're diagnosed with COVID-19. Plaintiffs, including the National Rifle Association, have sought in Los Angeles federal court to block the local sheriffs from shutting down gun stores. The civil suit names as defendants L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva and California Governor Gavin Newsom, who ordered most businesses to close in the state. The sheriff finally announced he would move forward with closing down those firearms retailers. Gun stores were not named by the state as essential businesses that would be exempt from Newsom's closures, but the governor said he would leave it up to the sheriffs across the state to decide. The lawsuit, citing Second Amendment right to bear arms, argues the government may not engage in deprivation of constitutional liberties during a time of crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.